First, though, as the Labor Party gets ready to switch leaders and as the federal election looms, well, you might feel like running away from the world of politics. And that is exactly what our next guest plans to do, quite literally. Last night, the federal member for MacArthur, Pat Farmer, gave his valedictory speech after announcing that he would not recontest his New South Wales seat. He's instead embarking on a huge new challenge. Starting in Antarctica in November, Pat Farmer, the Liberal member for MacArthur at this moment, will attempt to run from the South Pole to the North Pole. Yes, don't adjust your sets. That's what I said, to run from the South Pole to the North Pole to raise money for charity. Pat Farmer, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right, but I'm really sincerely wondering about you. Before we go to your epic run, this epic challenge of yours, Pat, your seat is in southwestern Sydney. Just last week we saw huge swings to the coalition in the state by-election in Penrith, in Sydney's west. Is there a similar mood in your electorate?
Oh, look, throughout the whole of Western Sydney, they've been crying out for infrastructure for a long period of time. People are absolutely fed up with the New South Wales state government, and I think that'll probably translate through to the federal government as well.
What is there? Have you felt a move about Kevin Rudd in particular there on the ground, though, in MacArthur?
Look, I think the people out in Western Sydney are very forgiving of a lot of people, but what they're seeing at the moment is a lot of talk and no action, and they need someone that they can relate to, and they find it very difficult to relate to this guy.
Okay, let's go to your challenge. You're running away from politics, in a sense. Tell us about this event, this run you're doing.
I've spent the last 9 years of my life here in this place. Prior to that, I had run around Australia for the Centenary of Federation.
In a record time?
Yes, that's right. 191 days, 14,964 kilometres around Australia. It was one of the reasons why John Howard asked me to come into politics in the first place, because he knew that I was used to getting things done for people and raising money for worthwhile causes and awareness for worthwhile causes. So I continued on along those lines. I've been here for the past 9 years and done a lot for the people in MacArthur, but felt that I could do so much more on the world stage if ever I got out of politics and I was still young enough to be able to do it. And so hence I find myself in this position. This is a run that I've had on the back burner for many, many years. It was a dream of mine over 10 years ago. And so here I find myself with the golden opportunity to carry it through now.
How do you do that? What does it actually mean, a run from the, let me get this right, from the South Pole to the North Pole?
Well, I've been training, basically I've never lost shape. You know, I still train for 2 hours every single morning from 5 a.m. through to 7 a.m. and then I head off to work after that.
So you run around the National Capital when you're here in Canberra?
When I'm here in Canberra, up and down Red Hill 20 times, 10 to 20 times up and down there. When I'm back home, I'm dragging tyres along to get used to simulating dragging sleds along in the South Pole and the North Pole. Basically, I will run from the South Pole, the US base there, out through to the ice shelf near Argentina. From there, we'll fly across the water and I'll start from Punta Arenas and head up through Chile, Argentina, up through South America, through the Darien Rainforest, through Mexico, into the west coast of America, up through there into Canada, and from there up to the North Pole. And then at the end of it all, I've spoken to my good old friend Alexander Downer, and I'll present at the United Nations. And of course, this is about raising money for a worthwhile cause. It's water for the world. And most of your listeners would probably know that 2/3 of the world's population don't have clean sanitary conditions or clean drinking water. Now, That's the reason for many, many millions of deaths in the world.
We've discussed this on Breakfast just recently. In fact, we talked to a man whose mission is to bring toilets to the world. A simple statistic, 2.6 billion people, including 980 million kids, lack access to proper sanitation facilities. Every 15 seconds, one child dies from a disease caused by lack of access to safe drinking water.
Absolutely, and I've seen this firsthand myself. I've been around the world in places like Cairo, Nepal, India, Peru. But, of course, these things are happening in our own backyard in outback Australia as well, so it's most important that the whole world benefits from this event.
How will you raise the money?
These days we have the latest technology. We're able to beam into the classrooms, the boardrooms and the living rooms in real time. So if I see a polar bear, you will see it too at exactly the same time that I do, and you'll see what I do directly after that as well.
I was just going to ask you about the polar bears. Do you have a plan?
Yeah, the plan is to run very fast by the time we get to the North Pole.
Okay, I'm expecting some kind of Harrison Ford moment, you know.
Well, you might well get it before then.
All right, well, it's an incredible ordeal. How many Ks?
It's just over 21,000 kilometres.
How long will it take?
It'll take the best part of 12 months.
Incredible. Pat Farmer, good luck with it, and we will follow your progress.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast. Pat Farmer is the retiring Liberal member for Macarthur, and you can follow his journey when it starts in November at polltopollrun.com. What else would it be called? polltopollrun.com.